Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Nina's Network here on my podcast. Let me first start by saying Happy New Year. I know it's been like a super long time since I've made a podcast, and that's mainly just because I've been busy. And by busy, I just mean like dying pretty much. January has been an interesting month so far, or so to speak, I should say. I should probably do like a huge, I don't know, podcast talking about life updates and how life just has been kind of rough for me. But I think that's why I'm making this video, because, or making this podcast, I should say, because I think this year, I should kind of start with low expectations. Like, let's just like name off a list of things that I feel have sucked so far. Let's see. I had issues with my bank. I've had issues with family members dying because of COVID. COVID's still a thing. There's the whole, you know, can't go anywhere vaccinated thing. There's the whole life just is not going sort of, oh yeah, I don't have a job source. I do, but I don't. Money has been great. School. I just started Japanese class. I don't know if I can study abroad. So that kind of sucks. I've just been going through it. And you know, there's not really too much I can do about that. But I think that's, again, why we're making this podcast, because I just want to talk. I want you guys to know that, yeah, things can be bad, but you gotta keep your head up. You gotta make the most of whatever situation you have. And granted, mine hasn't been the best so far, and I'm sure there's people out there that are probably doing a lot worse than me, and I should probably suck it up. But that being said, you know, we all have bad days, we have good days, and we just have to get through them the best way that we can. So today we're going to talk about low expectations. We're trying to lower our expectations. So bet you're wondering, what have I been up to? How's the podcast going to be? This is a new year, but you're wondering what we're going to talk about. This year, I kind of want to talk about a lot of growing with me things for this year, because I feel like this year is going to focus a lot on people just trying to grow. Like, we dealt with all of 2020, we dealt with 2021, and we're thinking this is a new year, things are going to be no, forget that. That's probably not going to happen this year. Save that for next year. That's probably, yeah, it's just not going to happen. So with that being said, I kind of want to talk about some of the expectations that we're just going to have to look forward to for this new year. As far as this podcast, I want to keep it going just like how I have been. I don't know if I will be updating as frequently as I did before, but I'm going to try to stay consistent. One podcast every week, just a little mental health tip. Hopefully something that can just brighten your day, make you feel a little better, and hopefully make me feel better. I think the fact that I haven't been podcasting this whole month might be one of the reasons why I haven't felt my best. I think I always feel better when I do listen to a podcast, when I do hear that little piece of advice telling me I need to do things better, I need to grow, I need to be stronger. And the fact that I haven't had that, or that little piece of advice, that little something in my ear that's telling me, hey, you need to do better, has kind of been the reason why I don't think I've been doing as good. So let's get started. Okay, so this year, I've given you guys a small rant about how my beginning of the year has been, and I want to know about yours. So again, this is a new year, so if you want to have a conversation, I'm kind of thinking of some cool stuff for this month. It's Black History Month, you know, support your fellow Black podcasters and, you know, small businesses and, you know, love your Black people out there for this month, you know what I mean? But yes, I have some cool topics that I kind of want to do. If you didn't know already, I've been doing a weekly podcast every week with Daitai Radio, so please check that out as well. And I know they're supporting me from the sidelines. This has been my first podcast of the year, so I know it probably hasn't been too much on my channel, but I'm trying to do reels and trying to keep it updated. I've been doing a lot of modeling gigs, so I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of that. It's been crazy. It's been crazy. But this year, I want to talk about it's okay to take a step back. I think we have been trying to move things so fast, trying to push forward on things that we haven't really settled yet, and we're just trying to look over them. And granted, I've been doing this since the start of January. Granted, it's only February now. But I haven't taken the time to really get myself ready for the new year, and I've noticed that. I've really noticed that. And I think it's very similar for everybody else. I think a lot of people I've heard is, yeah, you know, this year I just had a feeling it wasn't gonna be good, so I didn't set goals. I had a feeling it was gonna be great, so I just didn't try. And I think it's an okay mindset to be in, but it's also the mindset we need to get out of. Because while we're not setting any expectations, it's okay to have some, just not a lot, you know? Like, I think it's fine if we're not setting these big goals and these big things that we want to do this year. And that just is because that's the setting that we're living in. It's hard for me to want to plan a big trip to study abroad and do all of these things and these everything. It's so hard not to plan those things knowing that there's a good chance that they're probably not going to happen. So the best way I say it to do is don't not set any expectations. Set low expectations, but don't set none at all, if that makes sense. It's hard not to set a goal if you just don't have any. I think you should set a goal, maybe not a big one, but a goal just so you feel like you're striving for something. In my Dietai Radio group, if you guys haven't seen that podcast, which I suggest you guys check it out, we talked a little bit about self-worth. You know, what are all the things that we have done to kind of build a net worth on ourselves as a person? Because Valentine's Day is coming up, and I kind of have a special podcast that I want to talk about with Valentine's Day. Just, we're going to go through the history of Nina life a little bit, and you guys have kind of been waiting for this podcast for a while, but I am also a person that doesn't like to disclose all of my information out there, okay? I like to keep it on the down low, but I feel like this is something you guys really want to know about me, so I'm going to kind of get that together for next week, so be ready, be prepared to stay tuned for that episode. So that is going to be released somewhere around Valentine's Day, still trying to get together with my new schedule. But like I was saying, we talked about net worth and what it means to really put a value on a person's life. So we kind of went through all of the experiences that would lead to what somebody's worth would be if you had to put a monetary value on it. And it's hard to do because you think, what is all the stuff that I've done in my life that would be worth a value? So I just started thinking of like little goals. Like, you know, I landed my first commercial 2 years back. I was in my first TV show. I landed my first paid modeling gig. I was with a new agency, you know, all of these things, which I feel is a monetary worth. Granted, I also don't think they're worth much if they don't mean anything. Now, like I said, setting small goals, all of these things that I'm doing, are these things that I want to do? Are these things that I think is going to make me grow somewhere, go somewhere with my life? And to me, I think they are. Maybe to someone else, they're like, I wouldn't put much value on that. You're not going to get anywhere. But if it's something that I feel like it's going to help me in my career, then I think that these things are worth my value because it's just helping me grow as an artist and as a person. And I think the same should be for you guys. If you're not striving to get or to do something, then you're losing value in my eyes. You know, you're working your small job and, you know, you're just trying to pay rent. You're trying to get by every day. And granted, I am always trying to get by every day, but those aren't things that are worth value to your life. It's the little things where you're putting in time to draw, you're putting in time to write, to act, to think, to make these big ideas. That is what adds up to value in a person's life because you know you're going to go somewhere with those things. And if you're doing these things all the time and it's not leading to anywhere, then yeah, you are losing value on yourself, in my opinion. But that being said, it is a stressful time. It will always feel like it's a stressful time during the pandemic. But I also don't think that should be a reason to why we should let ourselves slip away. Granted, I've made videos talking about why we should just forget everything. Like, just forget it. Like, what values, what expectations should we have? But I take that back a little bit. I think the fact that I put myself in the mindset of not setting any values or goals in this year is the reason why I haven't been doing great this year. I haven't given myself a reason to keep going. And because of that, I haven't been going. I've been feeling miserable. I've been feeling tired. I've been depressed. And I've been letting my own mindset drive me into not changing that mindset. But I'm changing. It's a new month. It's a new year. And I think I need to change my mindset. And I think you guys need to think about that. It's a new year. And yes, like I said before, and like I'm going to keep saying, times are tough, but we gotta do something about them. It's going to just stay tough if you want it to be tough. What can I do to get out of that? And that is what I am working on and what I want to share with all of you guys. So with that being said, what is going to be the making of this podcast for this future? And now I want to start doing podcasts that are a grow with me sort of experience. I want to let you guys know about my personal experiences. I want to bring people on who have been around my personal experiences, talking about these story time videos and telling me and sharing to me their stories and experiences that they have had where they've learned something out of it. And I think these are going to be really informational this year because I want to grow this channel. I want to grow myself and I want to add value to my life, so to speak. And I think you guys do too. So if you guys are interested in being in the podcast, let me know. And if you guys are interested in hearing some weird stories about my life, really, love life is what I'm going to be talking about this February because, oh my gosh, I think I struggle with that on a daily basis, but we'll talk about that later. I just wanted to finally release a podcast and say thank you guys for just keeping up to date with me. I know you guys have been a little worried because I haven't posted one podcast since the beginning of this month, and it's just because I've been stressed, but I'm ready. It's new month. I think it's about time that we get something started here, guys. Overall, that is going to be the end for this podcast. Think about some of those things. It's okay to set goals, but just don't go overboard. You know, it's 2022 now, so you know, don't set high expectations. It's probably not going to happen. But that being said, don't set no goals at all. Make sure you are still moving with your life. Try to learn what that worth or that value is to you. And like I said, check out the Die Tie Radio Group podcast if you haven't heard that one yet, because I think it's pretty informational. And we will also be doing weekly podcasts, so also check that out with my little gang there. They're super cool. And yeah, let's just try to have a good month because this wonderful year, let's just try to stay strong and stay positive and hope that the rest of this year is going to be good. Just cross your fingers. That's all I can really say. With that being said, that is the end of this podcast. I know it's fast. I probably talked and rambled a little bit too long, but I'm glad I was able to talk and share this with you guys. Overall, I hope you guys had a great afternoon, great day, and I will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.